At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know what's funny to me?
What's funny to you, Kyle?
Is that most days
it's
I
leave
here.
Probably going to be something that's not actually funny, but
Most days I leave here. And I think, did I do anything today? Did I help in any way? Because you guys are two professionals. You do your jobs very well. There are many days that I feel like I don't do a lot. Song? And then there are days like today where a man, not saying who has worked in radio, that has run a board, that has understands things, sees an issue, hears an issue, and as opposed to just looking and thinking, what's different about the environment I am in? Instead, just lowers the volume of things. And me, also a man who has run a board, can stare across and say, hey, why don't we turn off that one button that's never on?
The one that had that big red light on it?
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to be there?
So then I walk away from days like today and think, how would a radio program operate without me? And I think not well. So thank you,
guys.
Good question,
Sorry, Kyle.
My fault, guys. I thought we were recording the show after the show podcast, not Kyle's therapy session. All right? So why don't you get up from laying on that couch, okay? Today you're going to leave. You know how you started that story by saying, I leave every day thinking back. You know, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Did I do everything I could?
No, I think...
You'll leave today thinking, did I eat my lunch? And it'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did it while on mic. For someone who's touting about his radio bona fides,
Melissa,
you would think he would know not to eat while recording.
Little backstory here. So I came over to Austin probably about 5-7 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, man, I'm going to go heat up my food. And also I want to finish editing something. Can we start this in, 10-15 minutes? And Austin went, okay, keep in mind, I have to be out of here at 10:30. And, the concerned producer I am, I'm like, my gosh.
I wish people could see Kyle's face.
I forgot. Something in Austin's life. Maybe Mayor has something coming up with baby number two. Maybe he has to go get Kennedy. Maybe she's not feeling well.
New house. Don't forget the new house. A lot of stuff with that.
And it has to drive a little bit further. You know what, Austin? I'm sorry. What do you got going on today? Well, man, I got a haircut.
I do. It was 11 o'clock was the only time they could get me in. And so I had to jump on it.
I forgot that you can only get haircuts one day a year.
Okay. I've got my boys coming in town this weekend.
Oh,
right?
You have to look good for the boys.
Look good for the guys.
Oh,
we're
going to
be out on the town. We're going to the Bears-Titans game on Saturday.
Girls don't go get their hair colored for a girls' night out. Why are you
No, because they color their hair together when they're
No, we don't.
When they're out and about.
Get in your...
These guys can't cut my hair.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I want to look good for my boys. I haven't seen them in 8 years.
You haven't seen them in 8 years?
I've seen one of them recently. The other one I have not seen in 8 years.
Well, are they really good friends?
I don't know. If we keep pushing back, I feel like it's going to keep changing.
No, we're...
Well, I saw one of them yesterday, okay, and then I saw the other one last month.
One of them, Jeff, is... Yeah. I've seen him more recently. I was the best man at his wedding. He lives in Nashville. I see him. He comes up to Chicago more frequently. His job takes him here. I go down to Nashville to visit my parents all the time. I a lot of times see him when I do that.
Okay, so you've seen him multiple times. Okay.
In the last 8 years.
Yes.
But a second ago, he said he hadn't seen him in 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay, this is changing quickly. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh my God. No, keep going.
And we're listening.
Garrett lives in Alabama.
Okay.
He works for the University of...
Boo. And
no, you should say Roll Tide.
Oh, boo.
And I have not seen him since Jeff's wedding 8 years ago.
Okay.
This is the first time the three of us... So this is what I meant to say. Not that I haven't seen him in 8 years. This is the first time the three of us have been together.
Excuses.
Oh, here we go.
Excuses.
I've seen one of them since, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I hate bullies so much. There are days where my hatred for you guys, it boils over like a raging volcano. Like the magma inside me is coming out, and it is becoming lava.
Hey, don't bring Hawaii into this subject right
now, too,
okay?
Yeah, too soon.
They're having fires right now.
And also, we're not making fun of Melissa enough today.
Agreed. Let's go.
Team
continue.
Melissa,
it is
let
Team
him
speak. Melissa
let him
Day,
speak.
But on the podcast, everybody likes to hear from everybody.
We take turns talking, Melissa. Kyle, you have the floor.
Melissa stole from me today, and I am still bitter about it.
It was an accident.
So this is actually a very good question. If you steal something by accident, is it still stealing? Because one member of the room tends to think, nope, the letter of the law does not apply to like accidental stealing.
I love how Melissa just finds a random box of cereal and is just like, mine now.
So the backstory is this.
Community cereal.
So the backstory is this.
Where have you ever heard of community cereal?
Hold on. Before we get to that, let's get to this.
How many places have you worked that have community cereal?
Let's get to the backstory real quick. So what had happened today was that actually, this goes back to even further. This goes back to July 11th, 2023.
He remembers the day.
My birthday.
It was his birthday. We brought in donuts.
Brought in donuts, but Chrissy Wilson, a wonderful human being that we work with, she got me these little box cereals, which I don't know if she knows how much I love cereal, but it was the perfect gift because they're the perfect thing to snack on in the morning. So normally during our meetings on Monday where we plan out the week, I am eating a box of cereal. Sometimes even in the mornings during the show, I will snack on a little bit of cereal just to put some food in my stomach.
Baby,
whatever.
They look tasty.
Very good. So today... on August, is it 10th? The 10th? August 10th, the year of our Lord, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in studio. Austin had just stepped out for a moment. I was sitting in studio looking at one of the computers, and Melissa comes walking in, and I don't look up at her because I feel like it's weird to stare at people as they walk in the room, but as soon as she walks in, she goes, Kyle, are you and Haley, my wife, super healthy, which... Is you may think that's kind of a random question to ask, but that's a great Melissa question. I know there's something.
Yeah, it's a super weird conversation starter, you got to know the source. It's Melissa.
This is how I do things.
There's probably something she's going to give me, which is like so nice of her.
Any other human being would be like, why the heck are you asking me that? But Melissa, like, we let it slide.
So as opposed to like turning my head and being like, what? I just go, oh, a little bit. What? And as I turn my head now, I noticed she has a small bag of Frosted Flakes. By the way, I had just had Frosted Flakes on my own like 20 minutes prior in one of the back rooms.
Oh.
And I didn't even finish my sentence of why. Like I froze out of like concern and I wonder, like, did Melissa also bring in a small box of Frosted Flakes for herself? And she, without looking, she goes, well, I got these supplements, and then proceeds to pour the frosted flakes down her throat.
Like, it was unintentional by Mel. Like, I believe that she did not know.
But I didn't.
If she was trolling, if she was.
Because this is not the first time that my food has ended up in Melissa's mouth without consent.
Agreed. Agreed. And if it was trolling, the most brilliant thought out trolling ever, because she comes in with the conversation starter of, are you and your wife healthy?
Because Melissa,
and she goes, because I've got supplements, as she's piling, drinking like a cup, the mini box of Frosted Flakes into her mouth. I've got supplements.
And also, she could have said nothing when she walked in. Just sat down.
Yeah, right.
And I would have never noticed.
You're turning this into a conspiracy.
No, I'm just saying there are other factors.
I thought it was community cereal. Okay, I have seen you eat the cereal, but I thought somebody like dropped off cereal. Like sometimes we get
our notable sponsor, General Mills, was just in the building the other day, and they just dropped off a bunch of boxes of cereal.
So how many times? That was a good question by Austin. How many times have you been at a place that there's community cereal?
Well, we did get cereal from Kane Brown once.
We did.
That's true. That's one.
We had Kane Brown cereal one time.
I just like the idea of Melissa, anytime she sees a box of cereal, like anywhere, in public or anywhere, she grabs it and it's like, community cereal!
Community. She's been kicked out many of Jewel in the area.
Many of Jewel. But then I thought there was like community beer in the refrigerator, which I found out wasn't community either.
So that was my
community
favorite.
Here.
Mel was very sorry. And is very sorry. But in that moment, she was very sorry. And she was, you know, just saying, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. Like, and her example is my favorite, because months ago at this point, the Dodgers, which is Austin's favorite baseball team, took on the Cubs, my favorite baseball team. Uh-huh. And Austin and I had placed a bet on the series. And it was, I forget, it was
Who
scored more runs in the stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like who won each inning, the one won the most innings.
And it ended up, they played in mid-April, and I won. And so Austin brought in beer, which I leave in there because there are times that if we have to come in, like on a Saturday, we have a beer in
there.
There's
a mixed excuse right here, too.
Kyle was going to say, there are times where I have to drink right after the show because
where
you
I
people
want
drive
to drink,
me up a wall.
I want to, but I hold back. No, the mixed excuse is that, you know, I figured it's a community fridge. None of us are drinking beer at 8 in the morning. Not
Why
yet.
Why not take the beer home?
Because I just like having it here, just in case. Hey, we do have beer in the fridge.
April.
There have been times where we've drank the beer.
And I will say this.
We're not allowed to do that.
Mel, if you had ever asked me, Kyle, can I have some of this cereal? Kyle, can I have some of this beer? I would say absolutely, Mel. Absolutely. But there's a key factor missing, and it's the asking. So you're reasoning. You're like, well, you know, the community beer in there, I figured it was just like that. Which, again, when did Loganinas start to sponsor the show? I'd be curious. I mean, I'm just curious.
I don't know. I end up with community food, and I when it sits there for months on end or weeks on end, like your cereal
community
does.
Community food.
Like,
yeah. We have never had community food really outside of the break room.
You know what's funny is like you see a lot of comedies or like TV shows or whatever, or you know, even just bits and things like that, like based off of the workforce, regular jobs where people work in cubicles and in offices and things like that. And a big joke amongst those oftentimes is labeling like your food in the fridge in like the company kitchen, you know, putting your names on stuff. And I always thought to myself, this is always so absurd. Like I feel like it's very exaggerated because if you bring in like Tupperware or something with your lunch in it, who is going to eat that? Like, why would you need to label that? Today is the day I learned, you do have to label your own food around your workplace.
No.
Otherwise, you think it's community.
You don't have to label your food around the workplace.
Yeah.
So I would also understand if I put this in the community fridge.
Yeah, right, right. It's not even, yeah, it's our
like
our
where the beer
fridge.
Is, it's the community.
That's
and
our
office.
No,
is
no, no, that's our, no, no, no. He's saying the fridge in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Oh.
Well, our fridge, a little fridge in the office is a community fridge.
We are the only ones who use that fridge.
Community. Our boss uses it too. She uses it.
What is it?
When has
wait,
she
wait, wait a minute,
used
wait a minute.
This?
We got to go confront Marcy. She's
yeah,
using our fridge.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
What has she got in there?
Oh,
what?
She puts her lunch in there.
Marcy and
well,
Braun.
If she's not labeling Braun. It, we can steal it. That's what we have figured out here on the show today. We can steal things if we didn't know it was somebody else's.
I just want to go on record.
Yeah, that is true.
I want to go on record right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I just brought you in Mee's Meals today.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Mee's Meals.
I
now they are a sponsor of the show.
Mee's Meals today because you are sometimes left out of the Mee's Meals extravaganza that we enjoy very much.
I do appreciate.
And so I was like, let me let you in on the fun and enjoyment of Mee's Meals.
Which I have thanked you.
But the cost of that is a box of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Clearly, the cost is whatever Mel C she takes.
Okay. That's not
you
true.
Remember, do you remember how like Nickelodeon used to have those
true.
Games where it was like you could enter for a contest that a kid goes to Toys R Us and they have like a grocery cart and they can just like run, they have like 10 minutes to run through the store and put whatever they want.
Supermarket Sweep.
It was kind of like Supermarket Sweep, but it was like specifically for toys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Melissa does with food in our office.
I do not.
And she just, and she looks around and she just takes.
All right, all right, all right.
That's not true.
Look, this show started off, this episode started off with me getting made fun of and you two piling up on me. The last 10 minutes or so, it has been Kyle and I piling up on Mel, making fun of her.
Yeah. Are we going to make it a third?
You know, I feel like there's one person here that doesn't get made fun of.
That's true.
Enough.
No, that's a good point. Hey, hello? I'm so sorry. I got a phone call. I got a phone call. I got a phone call. Okay, it didn't ring. You're fair.
Who would call you?
I got one answer you're not going to love.
What? My wife? You. You're married too.
Bring, bring. See, that was definitely a ring. Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, how come we don't pile up on Kyle as much as we should?
We do. He knows what he does. He's good at this.
He really spins.
He's really good at taking sides early and often.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does, it only fuels the other person to go harder.
Yep. Right.
Well, it's more so if I jump on your side against Mel.
Oh, I jump on.
You jump.
I will make fun of her in a
Mel,
heartbeat. I will do it even if you don't jump on my side.
Even sometimes on a Team Melissa day, I'm insulting you more than Melissa.
That is that does
you.
Happen, yeah.
Because I see how much.
Which have we've talked about that on this podcast.
We have talked about Team Melissa. Yeah,
okay.
We flip a coin every day. And I'm basically.
Except the days when it's been a Team Austin day, and the next day you magically forget to flip the coin again.
That
so
was
he
just,
gets 2 days in a row.
That was just yesterday because you slept in and you were late to work.
Oh, yep. There it is in our bylaws.
We have bylaws.
So passive aggressive.
So.
We have bylaws.
Look, coin is flipped if everybody's in studio.
So not everyone was in studio.
Wait,
actually.
Has he sidetracked things again?
He does,
because
and he does
he
that
did
too.
It again.
He does that too. He's so
he
good.
What's up, baby?
Again.
I got a gift.
Doing this.
You do it all the time. We are busting you on this once and for all.
He is. He's. You know. He's really good. Look, I'll say this. Kyle is an amazing producer. He is really good at his job
and a master manipulator.
And he knows how to not be the focus of the attention. And maybe that comes from his role as a producer, where he's like, he knows how to make others shine, but at the same time...
But the show is not Kyle, Melissa, Austin. It is Melissa and Austin. And
but you are a character on the show.
Hold on one second.
Oh, he's a character.
Oh,
he is. Right.
He is getting a phone call right now.
Hello? Hello?
What are the odds?
It's probably a creditor.
Yeah. What's going on? Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know. All right, I love you.
Oh, I love you. Was that Haley?
Yeah, I told her if she could call myself. She's very confused.
He texted her.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Look, he even got out of it here.
Spins everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts,
Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.